Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
Goodbye, goodbye, my little chickadee.
I don't know how you can be so gay when you've just said goodbye to me. My heart is breaking.
I'll say it again. Goodbye, goodbye, my little chickadee.
If you just wait 10 more minutes, you could watch.
Watch what? I wouldn't want to be in the way.
Be in the way? Ridiculous. You're our father's son, aren't you?
I certainly hope so.
Don't be in such a rush. Make the most of your fatherhood.
I'm going to have years and years and years to make the most of my fatherhood.
Listen, before you know it, he'll be eating off a knife. I mean, with a knife.
Oh.
Oh, he makes the funniest little faces. All sorts of queer faces. He falls asleep in the middle of everything.
Oh, sounds charming.
It isn't. But I can't blame him. I don't see how he can stand the stuff we feed him. Condensed milk. Glucose. Heaven knows what.
Glucose?
If I were he, I wouldn't touch it.
Now, don't you go giving him ideas. You see that he takes every last drop of the bottle.
Yes, darling.
Make a drunkard out of him. Go ahead. Just because you don't like it, there's no reason why he shouldn't drink it.
Yes, darling.
Maybe I should hang around and see that you don't jip him.
Yes, darling. Oh, I know he's not much, but he's the best we could do. So, I'm going to try and like him.
That's a good girl. Try very hard.
Maybe
you'll get so that you think he's pretty good.
Sort of the crowning of the day when 6 o'clock comes around.
Oh, I wouldn't miss the 6 o'clock bottle for $1 million.
I'll write you a check. $1 million.
Thank you.
Maybe that's he now.
It's getting pretty strong. That's quite a knock for a weak-old child.
Come in, come in, come in. Oh, I've been just dying to give you your bottle, darling.
That sounds interesting. What's in my bottle?
Oh, Dr. Rowland, I thought you were my son.
Claudia thinks there's a faint resemblance in the way you knock on the door, Doctor.
Well, I'm very flattered that my right forearm has been compared to a weak-old child. I'm very flattered indeed.
How are you feeling today, Dr. Rowland?
Just a moment, young woman. You're the patient, not I.
I feel terrible. You have to take time out of your busy day to come and see me.
Well, we do that every once in a while.
There's some aspirins on my night table if you want one.
No headaches today, thank you. Are you getting your strength back, Claudia?
I've got it back, but nobody's letting me use it up.
We're thinking of buying Claudia a straitjacket, Dr. Rowland.
I'm afraid that wouldn't keep Claudia down.
Last, a little respect. Well, how's the woman down the hall, Dr. Rowland?
How'd you know? I've just seen her.
David, did I tell you about her? She's Mrs. Godwin. She lost her baby.
Yes, you told me. It's a rather serious case, isn't it, Dr. Rowland?
Yes, very serious. She not only lost her baby, but she's lost herself completely. She's put herself completely out of my reach.
How awful.
She finds escape in closing herself up in a world of her own. And she won't let herself feel anything. She won't respond. And if she doesn't find the will to live...
Oh, she's got to find the will.
Well, my talking to her is of no use.
Dr. Rowland, just a minute ago you asked me if I was feeling strong. I'm feeling very strong. So strong that I think I might be able to bring a little of my strength to Mrs. Godwin. I think that I can help her. David, give me my slippers and my robe. I don't exactly know what I'm going to say or do, but...
I think you'll say the right thing, whatever it is.
Oh, David, it's almost time for our son to be fed.
Do you want to do that first?
No. My legs are really getting stronger. Look, I can walk with no trouble at all.
Just stay a moment, Claudia. Not too long.
I'll stay as long as I have. Stand back, darling. I don't want to see you. David, wish me luck.
Yes?
Oh, excuse me. I thought this was my room.
That's all right.
Oh, isn't this a lovely room? You can see the river from this window.
Yes, you can.
Would you mind if I looked out a little? It's such a beautiful view.
No, go right ahead. It's been wasted on me. I don't pay much attention to it.
It's as if the whole world was stretching out at your feet. Oh, I guess I better introduce myself. I'm Mrs. Naughton. My room is right next to yours. There's a building between me and the river.
There's always something between people and what they want.
Have you been here long?
A week.
Oh, me too. Well, then you'll be going home soon.
Yes, I'll be going home soon.
I can't wait.
Doesn't make much difference to me.
Oh, I'll bet it makes a lot of difference to your husband.
It's not important.
Oh, you're wrong there. It's terribly important. It must be, or what's the use of trying?
What's the use of anything? What's the reason for anything? Babies live, it's only to find out there's no reason to it. None at all.
You mustn't talk or even think like this. Of course there's a reason.
What's the reason?
I don't know, but I don't think we have to know. There's so much to life. There's so much love in it, even without babies. After all, before we had them, we loved and we lived, and we're going to for a lot longer.
I don't feel any love.
But that's not right. None of us are allowed to deprive those who love us of their privilege to be loved in return. It's our great responsibility.
There are too many responsibilities. I feel too tired.
Maybe you feel too sorry for yourself. I don't blame you. What's happened to you is terrible. I'm grateful it didn't happen to me, but if it had, I'd still have David, and I'd have to try to keep right on going, too.
But why should it have happened to me? He could have been such a beautiful baby. I could have had a son now.
But you didn't. Are you going to call it quits so easily?
I'm tired.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'd better go now.
You can stay if you want to look at the river.
No, I'd better go. It's time my son had his bottle.
Your son had his bottle. Your son.
May I come to see you again?
Why not?
Well, darling?
She doesn't want to help herself, David. Dr. Rowland was right.
Well, come on back to your room and to bed. You've done enough.
Nobody's done enough until they've helped.
The baby's in your room, waiting to be fed.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so good to hold him. David, bring him to me, would you?
But darling, you look tired. I think you ought to get back into bed.
David, bring him to me, please.
Are you sure?
Just might work.
I think he's asleep.
He'll wake up. I hope he feels like having a good cry.
Here you are. Here he is.
I can hold him. Oh, he's so small. David, keep your fingers crossed. Hello? It's me again. I wonder if you can help me.
Help you?
My nurse has had to go down the hall, and I feel sort of dizzy. It's time my baby had his bottle, and I just don't think I can handle it. Would you help?
You want me to give his bottle to him?
Oh, would you please? I need your help. He's crying, and I just can't do anything for him. Maybe you can.
It's quite a strong little cry, isn't it?
Yes, he's quite strong. He's quite heavy, too.
You're looking pale. You better give him to me.
Do you mind terribly? I hate to ask you, but I just haven't the strength.
Here, quickly. Put him in my arms.
There he is.
Oh, he's so very little. Here, I'll prop him up on the pillow. And we can just rest him on it. Now, here we are. Now, Give me his bottle.
Here it is. This is awfully brave of you. I just don't know how to thank you.
Look. He's taking his bottle very well.
He is, isn't he?
Uh-huh. I think he's going to fall asleep on it. Oh, what a baby he is. Come on. Come on, wake up. Wake up, baby. Wake up. Come on, take your bottle.
Would you mind terribly if I just left him here with you? I just can't wait to get back to bed.
No, go right ahead. We're getting along fine. Your son and I. Come on, take some more. I think your son and I are going to be great friends.
Yes, I think you are.
Now, you run along out of your room. Don't worry about anything. I'll call the nurse when he's finished. Come on.
Oh, thank you. I won't worry about a thing anymore. Not a thing.
Well, darling?
Yes, darling. David, I guess babies can explain life maybe better than anybody else.
Oh, it's amazing to think that little thing could explain anything. Do you think he's safe?
He's safe. And so is she safe, too. Oh, David, I told you that his 6 o'clock bottle was the crowning of the day.
And you wouldn't give it up for $1 million.
What's $1 million?
How much less work there is to housekeeping today than there was years ago. We're less formal. We make fewer demands in the way of hospitality. The popular hostess of today brings out a tray of ice-cold Coca-Cola, and her guests drink it from the bottle with pleasure. They like the fact that this delicious refreshment has cost their hostess no trouble. They enjoy the pause that refreshes. It makes them feel at home, which you'll agree is the first rule of gracious hospitality.
Well, Mr. King, my hunch about Claudia was right.
Indeed it was, Doctor.
Yes, she turned the trick. Mrs. Godwin didn't need a doctor. She needed what only a woman with Claudia's innate wisdom could give her.
You know, it's a strange thing about Claudia, how quickly she's able to learn without experiencing first.
It'll stand her in good stead.
I think particularly tomorrow, when Claudia hears for the first time the story of Fogarty Fagan.
Fogarty Fagan. That's a familiar name.
And a great name, too.
A war hero, wasn't he?
Well, I'll answer that question, but no others, Dr. Rowland. Yes, he was a war hero. But if you want to hear his story, drop in tomorrow.
I certainly will. So long, Joe.
Bye. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now, here's a word from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola.